Frank Phillips, of course, the founder of Phillips Petroleum. He founded that along with his brother, I believe it was. Isn't that true?
Yes, L.E. Phillips. That's exactly right.
You remembered, you were younger than him by many years, but you remembered him, didn't you? Do you?
Oh, absolutely. Before we moved to the ranch in 1945, we just lived a block from where the Phillips lived on Cherokee. And on pretty days, Mr. Phillips walked to work. And so all the neighborhood kids knew Mr. Frank and Mr. L.E. And, of course, many people, particularly kids, referred to Mr. Frank Phillips as Uncle Frank, because if you grew up in Bartlesville during that time period, you really did kind of consider Frank Phillips as your favorite uncle.
Did he enjoy children and talk to them?
No question. I can remember playing catch in front of the old YMCA one time, and Mr. Phillips walked by and he said, you're Art Hughes's boy, aren't you? And I said, yes, sir, I am. And he said, well, you've sure grown since I saw you last. Well, this was after we'd moved to the ranch, and he'd kind of lost track of me for a short time. I might tell you an interesting story. When I went to the first grade at a private school, Catholic school, and this was like 1938, and there were a good many kidnappings and so forth. And so the sisters that that taught at the Catholic school were aware that that there were those kind of bad things going on. And one day, as school let out, why a limousine stopped just down the street from the Catholic school in eyesight, and I hopped in the limousine. Well, the nuns, not knowing any better and did not know who Frank Phillips was, believe it or not, I guess, or at least didn't know his car, they called the police. So when the car pulled up at our house at 825 Cherokee, there was a police car right behind us, and they got a big kick out of the fact that Mr. Phillips had given me a ride home.
Yeah. Any other recollection of Frank Phillips?
Well, everybody that was in school about that time always remembers the big Christmas party that Mr. Phillips gave every year at the Civic Center in Bartlesville. And he'd bring in professional entertainment and put on a big show for the kids. And then when you left, you were handed a paper sack that had candy and an apple and an orange and, best of all, a silver dollar. So every kid and every school kid in Bartlesville got that every Christmas. And I can tell you that back in those days, that was quite a gift. And Mr. Phillips was a very fond memory for lots of us. Then, of course, one of the biggest celebrations that that Bartlesville ever had was Mr. Phillips' 66th birthday in 1939. And I was only six at the time, but I can remember it very, very well. And they even struck some commemorative coins that were the same size as a silver dollar, but had Mr. Phillips' imprint on one side and the story about his birthday on the other side. And I still have several of those coins that I've very carefully saved. But there was a huge parade that day, and my parents had an open house that day, and the governor of Oklahoma at the time was named Phillips, even though he was no relation to Frank Phillips. And during that day, Mr. Frank Phillips and his brother L.E. Phillips and Governor Phillips all stopped by our house for the folks' open house. So it was certainly a big day in my life.